You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Monster in the Hollows. This book is read by Andrew Peterson. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition, issued by contractual arrangement with Rabbit Room Press, originally published in English as The Monster in the Hollows, copyright 2011 by Andrew Peterson, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 1, A Smoldering Silence. It wasn't a sound that woke Janner Igaby. It was a silence. Something was wrong. He strained into a sitting position, wincing at the pain in his neck, shoulders, and thighs. Every time he moved, he was reminded of the claws and teeth that had caused his wounds. He expected to see the bearer of those claws and teeth asleep in the bunk beside him, but his brother was gone. Sunlight fell through the porthole and slid to and fro across the empty mattress like a pendulum, keeping time with the rocking of the boat. The other bunk's bedclothes were in a heap on the floor, which was typical. Kalmar never made his bed back in Glipwood, either. What wasn't typical was his absence. For weeks, Janner and Kalmar had lain in their bunks all day, Janner recovering from his wounds, Kalmar keeping him company. Every time Janner woke, he found his furry brother in his bunk, usually with a sketchbook in his lap. The scritch-scritch of Kalmar's quill each morning was as comforting as birdsong. Janner liked to lie awake for a few minutes before he opened his eyes, listening to Kalmar's breathing, reminding himself that the creature beside him was, in fact, his little brother. He still wasn't used to the way he looked, covered in fur, or to the husky growl at the edge of his 11-year-old voice.